Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Today we'll be diving into the world of radiolarian chert. Now, before you change the station, whether you're a geology enthusiast, a history buff, or someone simply captivated by the natural world, radiolarian chert in Kachemak Bay offers a profound example of it all. To start, let's break down this word, radiolarian chert. Starting with radiolarian, radiolaria are tiny single-celled organisms which live in the ocean. They are named after their radial symmetry, often due to their radiating spines called axospodes. Think of one of those squishy toy plastic balls with spikes on the outside that you played with as a kid. Instead of plastic, though, these creatures have a skeleton made of silica, the same compound which is found in glass. Now for that second word, chert. Chert is a type of sedimentary or layered rock, usually rich in silica or glass, which in this case comes from those dead radiolarian skeletons. This rock is formed by these tiny marine organisms drifting in the oceans, where their skeletons accumulate on the ocean floor over millions of years. Over time, that silica from those skeletons solidifies into a hard, dense rock known as radiolarian chert. Scientists can actually extract the radiolaria from the chert deposits by crushing up the rock and looking at the samples under a powerful microscope. This allows them to identify the radiolaria by species. There are over 15,000 described species of radiolaria, some of which are currently living and some are still only found in fossils. Researchers can then analyze the composition of the rock to discover invaluable insights into past climates, oceanic conditions, and even the evolution of marine life over millions of years. That being said, the fossils and radiolarian chert of Kachemak Bay were subjected to so much heat and pressure over time that they are no longer recognizable to species. We do know, however, that these radiolaria were probably alive during the time of the dinosaurs, likely from the Mesozoic period, and more specifically the Cretaceous period, which occurred 145 to 66 million years ago. Based on scientists' knowledge of plate tectonics in the area, we also know that these radiolaria came from tropical waters and have since moved thousands of miles to where they settled in the now not-so-tropical Kachemak Bay. But the significance of radiolarian chert extends beyond scientific inquiry. For indigenous communities in Alaska, including the Dena'ina and Aleutic peoples, chert also holds cultural and historical significance. Traditionally, these communities utilized and still utilize chert for toolmaking and artistic purposes due to its hardness and ability to hold that sharp edge. Now, are you itching to get your eyes on some of this extraordinary rock? The most common spots to see radiolarian chert in Kachemak Bay are either in Chinapoot Bay or on your way to Seldovia on Hesketh Island. You can recognize it by its stunning red and green bands, which correspond to the amount of oxygen available during the time that layer was settling. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the world of radiolarian chert in Kachemak Bay. I hope you've enjoyed learning about this geological marvel and its significance to both science and culture. Stay tuned for more episodes where we uncover the hidden gems that make our bay truly extraordinary. This is Gina, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.